This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Morning, everybody. And welcome to today's Sunday Q&A. Brought to you from a slightly strange angle because I don't know what I've done with my bag. I've got a driver's bag. And in the driver's bag, I've got my bins. These are my spare bins. And a tripod and all that kind of stuff. That's all you need, really. Phone, tripod, bins. I don't know what I've done with it. I think I might have left it in the lorry. So I'm going to go, you know. So I'm just using a little stand on the phone. Hello. Right, so this week... What we got? Firstly, it was a long run this week, wasn't it? I should have called it the long run. That would sound better, as in the long run. But I said I called it the long job because I don't really know what I'm doing. It's a bit crowded there, it's a bit like that. That's better. There's a monkey up there. Look, monkey with light, and more monkeys. That's a Banksy. That's like Parliament's really good. Where was I? So yeah, I should have called it the long run, and I split it into three. As otherwise, it's a bit much in it, really. And, it seemed to go down well. So we might do another one of those. I did one. There is... Yes, I did say at the end of it, didn't I? Stay tuned. Did I collect it in time? Yes, I did. The place I ended up at. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was there at like... I think I dropped you off at 6 o'clock at night. And I got to the next place at 7. And it turned out to be like a 24-hour... it was like a paper distribution centre, packaging and stuff like that. So that was cool. And got it on board, and then I just stopped there. I stopped in, where was I? Yeovil or something like that. So the next day, I ran through London, and I wasn't going to bother taping it because it's kind of, I'm going back to London. But because it was early on a Saturday morning, it took me right through the centre with all the sights. So hopefully, if I've got time, I'll get that one sorted out today, and that'll be next week's video. My trip through London. Horses going mad, and there was road closing. There was because there's like there was going to be a march and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I'll try and get that one done for next week if I get time. Otherwise, it should be your generic rubbish. Or the big announcement. Big announcement's coming. So anyway, this week's question of the week. Where am I? 2:14. Wassey Marshad says, "Hi, can you go through the POD and doing an invoice and how to send a customer on Sunday Q&A for a newbie?" I think I've done it before. I'll do you a link. I've done it before. I may do it again. It's kind of not so easy now. Now I'm working with someone. But I think I've got a way around that. Just, you know, watch your space and I think I might be able to sort you out. And that brings us to last week's mistakes, of which there are many. Steve Campbell says, "You can drive for 56 hours in a week, not 54. 9 times 6 plus 2 for the 10 hours. Yeah, so you can drive. Yeah, you can drive. It's 90 hours across 2 weeks. So if you drive 54 in 1 week, then you can only drive 36 the following week. So you don't really gain anything by doing extra work 1 week. And I think also there's a way. I mean, who else asked the question? It comes on to it. We'll come on to it a little bit later. It's sort of, and we'll go for it. He also says TN is a Kent Sussex postcode. You mean SN for Wiltshire. Yep. World's worst career driver. I live just outside of Dunstable. If the Saturn F goes dead in Dunstable, I cannot find my way home. I'm hopeless. And the A34 goes to the M3. The A43 goes to the... A34 goes to the M3. The A43 goes to the M40. I don't know any of the roads. I know where the M40 is. I know where the M1 is. I know where the A1 is. I know some of the roads. I know where the M25 is. I've got a rough idea where the M5 and the M4 goes. How do you get two whales in a mini down the M4 turn left? But on the whole, the little link roads, oh, maybe. Is it A43? The A43 is that little road that goes, and then it's the M50. Maybe I know more, I think. Maybe I do. I don't know. Just follow the Saturn, really, it tends to work. And Dale Steele says, I think it's humans that throw stakes at vampires, not vampires throwing stakes at humans. Yes, you're dead right. Yes, I mean, it was a little bit. I did make that comment on the show on the telly. Quite pleased with that one, really. But which leads us to the videos, the long job. And, you know, the joys of following a truck with, like, loads of... The worst one you can follow is, like, a gravel lorry. Because you get ding, ding, ding. Oh, there's a windscreen gone pop. Cerise says it's Final Destination 2. Nick at London Creative, wearing a T-shirt, Nick. Thanks very much. Contemporary reference for the 18 to 24-year-olds. London Creative says, inadvertently, you did make a reference for 18 to 24-year-olds. Anyway, in the video... Millennials, because no millennial will drive behind a scaffold truck or log haulier for the very reason they grew up watching Final Destination movies. I only remember the one. No, two. And then it's kind of more the same, isn't it? Good-looking screaming teenagers. Ain't that scary, is it? But it's all right. James Fletcher Vlog says, you've been watching Final Destination, Pete. Log through the windscreen. I had a mare last Friday at Yeovil, Yeovil to Doncaster. Should have taken 4 to 5 hours. Took 8. It happens. The kids are back to school now. Things will get back to normal a little bit, I think. Kobayashi porcelain. Alici turns around and says, he said, I made that mistake getting stuck out. He said, made that mistake a few weeks ago. I collected a job at 10 a.m. from Eastbourne and had to take it to Bournemouth on Friday before the bank holiday. Got stuck in so much traffic it took 4 hours. I was fuming. You know, as we go, Nietzsche, you know, and then you don't. You're still going to make a mistake again, but it is what it is like, you know. Godzilla says, right, now this is to do with, like, you know, following the skates and stuff like that. He says, in our trucks, we have motion to deal with because he's the airport guy, isn't he, Godzilla's. So you turn up to a gate and brake prior to it opening. Then when you are gentle on the brakes after stopping, the wave motion shunts you forward another 2 inches because he fuels up the planes. Or in the case of the other gate, which was on the hill, drags you back 6 inches. Either way, you're like a ninja on the parking brake when it catches you out. Good fun. It's like being at the fairground. Sean Gil Martin says, from your last video, I'm sure you said ready at 2 to 6 p.m. I thought to myself, he's never going to be there before 6. It was ready. He said it was going to be ready in the morning. I got loaded at 10. I put it into the sat-nav, and it said 4.5 hours. I thought, if only you could do that in 4.5 hours, because you know that's going to clock up. If I could do that in 4.5 hours, if I could just get it in inside my driving time, because I cleared my driving time when I was getting loaded, you know, go on rest because they're loading you, honest. I could have got it, I could have got it in like at 2:30. In which case, I could get it unloaded. I would get me break in. I said, do you mind if I sit here, mate, while I'm on break until 3:15? And then go on to the next one. Did not happen. It just went on. It just sat there, just clocked up and up and up and up and up. James BC says, he said, yeah, he said the UK is rubbish for services because no one cares about HGV drivers. Big thing going on at the moment, isn't there, where they're saying the services should be better and better facilities, more security, and more security. Do you know what they're worried about? More security for loads. They're getting fed up of their gear not getting there because people keep slashing the curtains and unloading it into a van and then disappearing off. So that's what they really want to do, whether they will or not. We'll see. Truck stops. Something I need to work out is truck stops. Shane Hardy, and Shane Hardy, welcome back, Shane. Good to have you back, my friend. He says, leaving us in suspense, like one of those old cartoons. Should have known it would be the case. Did he? Didn't he? Watch the next episode to find out. I grew up watching Batman. And I mean real Batman, not Batman. I'm Batman. I'm very big, you know, and I've got all his armour and he's going, you know. Now I'm talking a geezer, you know, Adam West. A geezer in a grey suit and some tights going thwack, Zocco, Biff, that kind of thing. Yeah, that's the way forward. Good old Batman. Adam West, best out of all. I do think it was Cesar Romero was the best Joker. Oh, no, you know, you've got your Jack Nicholson. I'm sorry, but what was it? Heath Ledger? Okay. They're not thin enough. The Joker's really, really thin. And what was the other one? Joaquin Phoenix. It's not the Joker. It's called, you know, he's a clown. It's not the Joker. Reed Killing Joke. That's the Joker. Get quite high up with these things. Hmm. But all that leads us neatly onto the wise guys. Me having a rant.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Fantastic, says. I bought a long wheelbase Mercedes Sprinter van and I'm looking to get into the hoardage business. Is there any jobs to get from the UK to Europe? Your best bet probably is to join the CX. Probably. It's going to be the best one, having life jobs where you are, and they do European work. I would say probably do yourself a favour and try to stick to North Europe, try to stick to kind of France, Germany, Belgium, because if you want any chance of getting back out again, unless you've got your own jobs coming back, you could find yourself doing a load of dead miles, thinking you're running a load of miles, doing a load of miles, going down all to Spain, and then realise you're stuck in Spain and can't come back. Having said all of this, I don't do Europe. I've always done a standard national, and when my operator's licence was a standard national, and when I was driving a van, I never went to Europe. So I'm not really the guy to ask about this. If anyone else has got any knowledge on the matter, stick it in the comments, and we'll get back to fantastic next week. Earl Grey says, is it possible to work Monday to Saturday, have 24 hours off and begin a new shift from the following Sunday after the aforementioned 24-hour break? Like I said, you can, but it splits. It's normally considered over a fortnight. You can do night, so you can do it. But if you have 24 hours off this weekend, you know, if I work Saturday this weekend, then next Saturday I've got to have Saturday and Sunday off. I think there is a way where you can work Saturday this weekend and work Saturday next weekend, but then you've got to have the next 2 weekends off, but then you're still limited by your driving hours because you can only drive 90 hours in a 2-weekly period. So it's not like you think, well, I'm going to do my 54 this week, have drive to the max, then have 24 hours off and then do my 54 next week, because you can't do it. Unless there's a way that this 50, and you did 36 the week before and then did a 54, had 24 hours off, then did 54, the other side of the break, and then the following week you'd have to have a 36. That is probably completely wrong. But that's my understanding of it. What I say is keep it simple. Just drive less than 45 hours. You know, do your nines, do your couple of tens, have your weekend off, you know, sort of, and it all just works. Don't drive yourself mad. Enjoy your life. Spend time with the family. Meet the lads down the pub. Watch the football. Get out in the garden. You know. No gravestone that said, I wish I spent more time at work. But I'm sure we'll. Anyway, if we get any more clarification, we'll get back to you on that one again next week. Yasmin Canliner says, guys, I really need help. I'm about to start and comments are not all good. Some companies don't pay money. Is this true? But there are things you can do. It is true. Some companies go bust just because they do. Some companies, I believe, might be scam companies. I don't think that happens that often anymore. I like to hope it doesn't, but I'm not sure. Check the feedback. Find out what they're like for paying. How long? Well, check the CX number. Is it a low number? If it's a low number, they're a reputable firm. They've been there a long time. It's still no guarantee. You know, sort of Woolworths went bust. They were huge. You know, things happen, like, you know. Also, what you can do with the CX, which is kind of handy, is you can do lots of jobs for lots of different people, which means you're spreading the risk a lot more. There are ways around it. We should maybe do a video on this. I think we'll do a video on this. But yeah, on the whole, I got paid. I used to get paid. Yeah, so it's not too bad. And obviously it must work, because if no one paid, then the CX wouldn't exist, would it? It'd be a platform where you do a load of work, no one gets paid, it would shut down overnight. So it does work. Just be careful who you work for. And also another way around it is, if you get your own customers, people you know, people that you know are going to pay, then you use the CX for backloads, which is actually what it was actually designed for, then you minimise the risk by half, because you know you're going to get paid for at least half of it because you're doing it for your own customer. User Joe says, yeah, and he says, on the subject of getting paid on the CX, driving a train is better off driving a train now. Home every night, proper canteens, lots more money. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's lovely. There's lots to be said for being a train driver. The competition to become a train driver is fierce. Money is good. Conditions are good. You're still working for the man, aren't you? Still being told what to do, still turning up in a uniform. You lack that kind of freedom. I miss that kind of freedom. I work for OH, I work for Right Transport, and they got me out of trouble, and I'll be lost without them. But still in the uniform, still being told what to do, doesn't sit well with me. Some people don't do well in captivity. Anywho, right. Miscellaneous. There you go. Right. Now we got used. Now we're coming down to this thing again about driving hours, which keeps cropping up, which is under EU driving hours. Oh, this was to do with the fact that you could drive for 12 hours legally in one day, which you can under exceptional circumstances. And we're talking, you know, there was an acid lorry fell over on the motorway. And that wouldn't work for extra driving. There was, yeah, and I had to do a really long route round to get to where to get to a safe place to park, something like that. Like, you know, under EU hours, driving hours extension is only permissible in an emergency due to unforeseen circumstances. Yeah, like I say, and a manual entry must be made on the digital taco printout. Just do a printout, write it down, like Godzilla says, take photos. And just do a full explanation of why you did what you did. They're human beings. You can go, look, I know I messed up, but I had a good reason to mess up. And I go, okay, well, if we looked at your card, you're normally clean and tidy. We'll accept that. He said 10 hours driving, 10 hours driving is maximum you can do normally, and that's only twice a week. But he said this is only for utility companies and emergency recovery services. No, normal truck drivers, we can drive on a weekly period. You can drive 9 hours a day, and twice a week you can drive 10. That's the Janet and John version. But if you stick with that, you won't go too far wrong. And the only other method is double manning two drivers, taking it in turns. Yeah, never understood all that. Never had to. And now the Godzilla section. Hello, mate. How you doing? He says, I quite like this. He said, here's the thing. He said, at the place I was working for, a certain fella managed to have 23 infringements in 29 days. And that's 29 days, including weekends, not 29 working days. So pretty much got an infringement a day. He said, they wouldn't let me copy it and put it up on the wall. I'm not supposed to find it funny. I found it funny. They also didn't get rid of him. He said, the best one he managed was to get 108 kph, nearly 70 miles an hour, out of one of the trucks. We don't know how. He wouldn't tell us how he managed it. The only way I can think of is he's going down a very steep hill. Put your foot down and then overspeed it for a long way down a steep hill. That's obviously wrong, very, very wrong, but hey. He also says on the air, he says he's worked, because you know he works at an airport, he said the electric car idea. He said, it's excellent the company I work for has considered the same and given us spacey MG estate to do the running around with, electric car. He said, I was reminded of this as I drove away to our truck, which gets 2 miles to the gallon and then squirted 101 tonne of Jet A1 onto a 747, which was flying halfway across the planet empty. I know. Not only heroes wear capes. So, yeah, we're saving a little bit on the electric car, but what we've done is just send a jet aircraft across the planet with nothing in it. It's a lot of dead miles there, isn't it? And finally, Steve Campbell says on this one, he says, wasn't Smokey in the 70s? Sure, it's older than me. Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit. I haven't seen it. It was a good film. I thought it was a good film. Smokey, as in like Smokey Bear, which was kind of like the CB thing for the police, and the Bandit was Burt Reynolds in a Trans, was it a Trans Am? Might have been a Firebird. Could have been something else. Probably get that one wrong in next week's last week's mistakes. And the idea being they had to run some booze across like America without getting caught. It was a competition. It was like a bet. It's a good film. I enjoyed it. It was in the '70s when it was a good time, you know. Flares, cowboy hats, cords, you know. People smoking in public places. It was a different time. Contemporary reference to the 18 to 24 year olds there, ain't it? So, right, finally this week, in conclusion then, Shane Hardy says, sorry I've missed the last couple of weeks' worth of video. I've been running around the festivals looking after idiots. I mean festival customers. Well, I hope it all went well. Anyone who delivered to a festival, well done. I think that's pretty much all over and done with now, isn't it? And Nick the Urban Tracker says, hi, Pete. It's fantastic news that a man from Del Monte said yes. I can imagine wearing a Panama hat whilst telling you. I can't wait for the big announcement. Wonder what it could be. It's coming soon, guys and girls. The big announcement. The world is about to change. Well, it is for me anyway. A new way, a better way to take care and take money.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose, but we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.